right, we are joined by Mike Schultz, the movie critic for the River Cities Reader. You can read his columns. They're always available online, right?
They are always online. Absolutely.
And then every other week, if you're the kind of person that likes to have a Mike Schultz you can hold in your hands.
Hey-o. Indeed.
And you got another Best Of poll coming up?
Yeah, we got another one, yes. But you guys aren't, there's nothing for you guys this time.
Yes,
so
there
just,
is.
Is there? What is there?
Yeah, I saw there is.
What would that be?
There was
Best Burger?
No.
Well, there is the Dave and Darren Burger available at Steve's Old Time Tap.
I think
maybe
there was,
we start
there,
lobbying
no kidding.
For the, maybe we start lobbying for the hamburger
radio
rather
personality
than the show.
In there.
There better not.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I'll go grab one.
Please do. Yeah. But, I mean, if there is, you got my vote, for
here's
sure.
The,
you know that.
The, here's the thing, and maybe this is a conversation we need to
Don
have.
Or Don Wooten.
Maybe this is a conversation we need to have with Todd and not you, but we can't lose this thing twice a year.
Yeah.
We can lose it once a year, and that's fine.
I'm going to go grab one.
That's the thing. Yeah, I'm positive that radio host is not an option for you.
Well,
go grab it, but...
I'll tell you this about our friend Darren. Sometimes he sees things that aren't there.
Yeah. I've noticed that about him, actually.
Yeah, all right. He sees dead people.
God
well,
bless him.
Mike.
Yeah.
Your acting is done now.
The acting is
the
over.
Sam
yeah,
play
we had
is over.
Had an excellent 3-weekend run. Yeah,
the rave
went
reviews.
Very very well. Reviews were very nice. We had some bunch of nice audiences. It was good to be up there. Some
none
really
of the critics,
talented people.
None
Man.
Of the critics took any shots at you.
One did, but
really,
you know, we employed him, so
oh,
it was okay.
Well,
you know, yeah, and he's a friend of mine.
Wait
so
a minute. Wait
whatever.
A minute. You got trashed in the Reader?
I didn't get trashed in the Reader. I just
your
got,
acting did
not trashed. Just I don't know. Commented upon in the Reader. This is Tom White. This is my buddy Tom White. Yeah.
Did you have to do that because so there's not
I don't
the appearance
ask.
Of
I,
impropriety?
You know, I don't ask.
So
I,
what
I,
did he
I
say?
I was glad he did. I don't. To be honest, I don't recall.
Mike Schultz.
It's not bad. I got compliments
stage.
By him too, so for sure. But
did it hurt? It hurt a little bit.
No, it didn't actually.
No,
you
no?
didn't really. No, I mean seriously. You know, it's one
Boy, it
dude's opinion,
me.
And you move on with your life.
Wow. But that's quite a turnaround for the critic to be subject to criticism.
No, yeah, exactly. Oh, please. I'm subject to criticism all the time.
Yeah, but wow.
Yeah. But it went well. I was incredibly proud of it. Yeah, it was a good time had by most.
Well, I'm dying to go back and see if I can find that review.
Oh yeah,
what do they have to say?
It's still there.
About?
It's
is
still
it?
There. You'll find it. Yeah, yeah.
It's in the theater section.
It's in the theater section.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I could have swore I saw it in there.
Yeah. Did you not dare?
Well, I could have swore I saw something at, like a ballot actually in the. Paper.
In the probably the issue before that,
oh, okay.
But I'm positive that's something else you could find online too right now. And
but
I'm sure that radio personality is not a thing because we just had that in the fall. We wouldn't double up this fast.
All right, well, let's talk about the movies that you saw since the last time we talked to each other. The
the John Travolta thing.
John Travolta
from Paris with Love.
Yes.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's. It's not terrible, I guess. It's exactly what you think. It's by the director of Taken, and so it's a lot of bullets and a lot of, you know, driving around real fast and stuff.
Uh-huh.
The biggest problem is that John Travolta and Jonathan Rhys Meyers, they're not fun together at all. You know, and these kind of action comedy buddy films, you know, just that really kind of depend on you enjoying their banter because that's what you get for
that's
an hour
what
and a half.
You want to enjoy the fact that they enjoy
but
each other.
But Travolta's bouncing off the walls, and then Rhys Meyers just kind of stares at him with this, you know, British deadpan and a not great American accent.
Uh-huh.
And it's, it feels like it's running on too long. If it was just Travolta, that might have been actually kind of fun.
Okay.
So nothing terribly special though.
Okay.
Crazy Heart, we were talking before we got on air.
This is
Jeff Bridges' Oscar role, which is going to happen. It's just a done
I think
deal.
He'll end up winning.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and deserves it. It's he's fantastic in it. It's really good. The movie itself is quite fine. It's a country song. You know, it's an adaptation basically of a 3-minute country song where, you know, guys, you know, at the
where
bottom of his rung and then meets a good woman and things get a little bit better. So.
And then he gives beer to his horses. And,
and exactly. His dog dies.
Rides
him hard and puts him away wet.
Exactly. And finally, I saw Dear John. I did go just for you guys.
Oh,
I didn't get to review it yet,
so we get the scoop.
You get the scoop on Dear John.
Dear John is?
Well, okay. Well, it's Nicholas Sparks, you know.
Yeah, right.
Which means, and boy, it is the Nicholas Sparksiest movie you've ever seen. We get 9/11, we get Afghanistan, we get the Iraq War, we get cancer, we get autism, and we get a stroke.
Wow.
Over the span of 90
minutes.
That's
a good time.
That's a lot. Even for Nicholas Sparks, that's shameless.
What were people like when...
Wow.
That would have been an interesting one to watch what people were like when they came out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, are you exhausted when the movie's
over?
I was...
I didn't hate it at all. It was. I mean, it's kind of exactly. It's exactly what you think. Again, it's going to be, but it's a little bit surprising. I got a little. Channing Tatum got me a little misty eyed.
Oh my God!
Honest to God. Well, he's got a scene with his dad, which was played by Richard Jenkins. Who
now,
doesn't love Richard Jenkins? Who's awesome.
Now, what's wrong with him?
He is an autistic man who has a stroke.
Okay, all right.
So we get both covered with once. But they have a scene in a hospital together, as you know, a little father-son scene that is really just surprisingly hugely emotional. I mean, that you just go, oh, my God. You know,
really?
And it's not fair, but it works. And Amanda Seyfried is the girlfriend, and she's adorable. I really like her a lot.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Yeah. I didn't mind it at all.
So this is going to be fine for women.
It's the it's the most fun I've ever had at a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Of course,
okay. Not that that says a lot, but
the chick flick they're all going to want to go to though is this Valentine's Day, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But also opening.
This promises to be a little cheerier than that.
My God, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Also opening today in Quad City Theaters. That's it for movies that you saw, right?
Also, there's a new one at the Putnam, actually, a movie on Australia.
Now, that's
Australia
good,
Land Beyond Time.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's 45 minutes. It's basically a travelogue. It's like look at the pretty pictures and stuff.
Yeah, pretty pictures of Australia.
Yeah, but it's pretty pictures of Australia, and it's summer, and it's like, oh, good.
Kangaroos are climbing in and out of each other.
Some pretty kick-ass stuff on kangaroos and koala bears, I gotta say, okay.
That's at the Putnam.
It's at the Putnam.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go with The Wolfman for our first movie that's opening in theaters today. Benicio del Toro stars in the terrifying tale of an ancient evil curse that turns the afflicted into werewolves when the moon is full. Here now is a clip from The Wolfman.
What's happened?
You have to leave. Please pack your things.
Did I do something?
It's not safe here. You must return to London tonight. I'll be out of here waiting.
Lawrence, wait. What are you afraid of?
If anything ever happened to you, I'd never forgive myself.
Hmm.
Now, I kind of doubt that there's going to be any sort of product placement in this movie because of what it's...
What were you thinking of?
David Naughton with a Dr. Pepper.
Ah, right. Yeah, that would have been good. I do like that movie.
Just a little cameo of him drinking a Dr. Pepper.
He just walks by.
What happened to David Naughton?
Just walks by.
Nice. So, The Wolf.
Yeah, it could be Gippy, all right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That should be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Looks
at least Del Toro's good casting, I think, for that.
It'll look good at least, probably.
Emily Blunt's in it. That's cool.
Also opening today, we've got Valentine's Day, which is...
100 different stories about falling in love or falling out of love or something.
Julia Roberts leads an all-star cast in a romantic comedy about 10 people in Los Angeles whose lives intersect on Valentine's Day. And lucky for you all, I have brought a clip. Here's the new movie, Valentine's Day.
That is one... empty hand.
Oh, yeah. Don't be mad.
Why would I be mad? I'm concerned.
Do you have any idea what it would be like at work today if I wore that thing? I mean, people will be asking me.
Where'd you get the big ring?
You know, how many bridesmaids? How did he do it? Gonna have kids? How many?
Three.
What?
Two dogs and maybe some chickens. We could talk about it. We don't have to.
I just think right now it would be better. Maybe we could just keep it a secret.
I think I just thought of the best way to watch this movie. Watch it with your eyes closed and just play Guess the Celebrity. Would that be Alba and Kutcher?
Good for you.
Okay. All right.
Tell him what he's won.
What have I won?
And at the very end, there'll be a play and there'll be some sort of child as a Valentine's Day lobster.
Not sure what the hell that means, but all right.
I don't know what that means either.
But... it's in reference to Love Actually.
Oh, all right, of course. And then finally, finally opening in theaters today is Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, a movie that really wants you to believe that it's just like Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of words in that title, by the way.
The Greek gods Poseidon has a half-human son who embarks on a fantastical quest to unravel a mystery more powerful than the gods themselves. Here's a little bit of the trailer for Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. The Olympians and the Lightning Thief.
There are 12 Olympian gods. Big three are the brothers Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades. The children of these gods were half human, half gods.
Hey, Mom. I thought this school was supposed to make things better.
Someday it'll all make sense.
Percy Jackson, we need to talk.
Miss Dodds?
Whoa! They found him.
Who found me?
We've been expecting you.
The gods are real.
My father's Poseidon. God of the seas.
I'm exhausted.
I'm a little tired now.
Yeah.
Could use a little nap.
Which raises the question, if you were half human, half god, which half would you want to be? God.
I think it just split down the middle vertically.
Yeah, but then I can't go to my left.
Well, yeah. By the way, yeah. this is coming out, this movie, in the same year that a Clash of the Titans remake is going to come out.
Yeah, so yeah, that's right. That's the summer, isn't it?
A lot of Greek mythology in theaters this year.
It's the new thing. Okay.
Oh, well, good. I'm not hating my life this weekend.
So, no. You got the three.
Yeah, that's all right.
Wolfman, Percy Jackson, and Valentine's
None
Day.
Of them look out and out horrible.
Well, they never do.
They do. Oh, well, they always
they
do.
They often do. Well, yes, they always
no worst
do.
Of lists. Probably.
Dear John was scaring the crap out of me. Yeah. Then
you bawled like a baby.
Then I bawled like an infant. Yeah.
Well, if you're crying,
I was a child man.
If you're crying during the Wolfman, we're going to put you into a program.
Yeah, it's an intervention.
Or no worse,
then.
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Julia Roberts just never finds love.
It's, yeah.
He's yeah. Why isn't Aniston in this movie? Yeah, by the way, she needs to be in this movie.
Isn't she?
Maybe she's just not.
No, she's got that horrible looking thing with Gerard Butler coming
up. Oh,
yeah, there.
Too busy doing that.
He is Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you. Pleasure.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is the Quad City Rocker. It's Rock 104.9.